And this is New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njiri. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno today directed city departments to consider public safety and building code violations at South Congregational Church. That's after the church announced it intended to serve as a sanctuary for immigrants who are undocumented and face deportation. This is not a new idea. Churches around the country have housed immigrant families because federal authorities tend to avoid arrests in places of worship. Reverend Tom Gerstenlauer is pastor at South Congregational Church. He tells me the congregation hopes to be fully prepared to accept immigrants within the next month.
What we have done is made a public announcement that we intend to serve as what's called a level one sanctuary, which means providing accommodations for undocumented immigrants who feel at risk and can demonstrate that they are at risk of detention and or deportation. We believe that this is an expression and a proper response according to our core values. And so South Congregational Church will serve as a level one, and level two providers will support in very substantial ways our offer of accommodations.
Meaning what? What's the difference between level one and level two?
Well, level two sanctuaries, while they do not provide physical accommodations, will provide such things as social services for families, transportation services, food services, companionship services, translation services. It's a fairly substantial outline, if you will, of a process that has actually been developed over, I'll say, decades at least in America, if not thousands of years, dating back to the time of our ancient ancestors in faith. So,
what has been the reaction from your congregation?
Well, yesterday I felt compelled to, I'll use the term, sacrifice my planned service to actually commit our gathering time, our normal worship time, to the issues presented here. I did that not as an announcement, but as a continuing process of keeping our congregation informed, because we've been involved in the process of investigating, learning about the practice of sanctuary for several months now. I know your question is what has been the response of the congregation, and what I can tell you is based on this period of time where we've done many public events to study and discuss and denounce, the congregation has been informed and yesterday approved with acclamation the announcements that were made from the pulpit.
As you know, Mayor Dominic Sarno has been quite vocal about the sanctuary movement, opposing any efforts in the city or entity in Springfield to declare a sanctuary space for what he calls the harboring and protecting of illegal and or criminal activities. That's according to his latest press release. He adds that he's directing his department heads to review the situation, which I presume he means the church, to determine what recourse the city has to protect its interests, end quote. And then he adds that there are numerous building and housing and fire and other codes that could arise from having a proposed shelter. What's your reaction to the mayor's comments?
Well, I will say that there are many points at which to engage in what the mayor has said, specifically in reaction to our announcement on Friday. Most of them, from my perspective, have nothing to do with our faith-based decisions. So I'm aware and dismayed at the vitriolic and malicious and hurtful comments that have been made in the public and governmental spheres. As a church, we operate in a different sphere. There's no malice, no subversive motive involved in our offer. We are motivated by our faith alone. And I invite Mayor Sarno, who has attended none of the public meetings that have been held on this matter over the past several months, to come to South Church and to pray with me and other religious leaders and church laity and concerned citizens as we proceed.
Are you concerned that the city might raise code issues that could prevent this from happening?
Well, again, the mayor made many, many statements and offered many points at which to engage. From a political standpoint, we really don't operate in that sphere. I mean, truth be told, almost anything could happen. Are we prepared? Well, By the grace of God, yes. Are we aware and have we anticipated all possible outcomes? No.
Reverend Tom Gerstenlauer, pastor of the South Congregational Church, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless.